Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 73. Psalm 73. I'd like to look at verses 22 to 25, but before we read, let's ask our Lord's blessing. Our Father, we thank you that we can pray. Help us tonight. Help us to hear. And Lord, forgive us for Christ's sake. Amen. Psalm 73:22. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. When the Lord is pleased to call one of his own out of spiritual darkness and teach the object of his mercy something, there's two things that believer is going to know immediately. Number one, I need him. And secondly, he is all I need. Now I want us to consider for just a few minutes these two points. Here's the first thing that a believer knows. I need the Lord. Listen to the words of the psalmist. This is the voice of a regenerated heart. Verse 22. And I want you to notice now the third word in this verse. It's in italics. It was added. It was added by the men that were taking these scriptures and putting them in English. So foolish I. Now I know this. The word was is there, and there's no doubt about that. So foolish was I. No doubt. Before the Lord calls a sinner out of spiritual darkness, before he does, the scripture bears out he's foolish. He's a brutish. The word is stupid. I was so stupid. A lover of evil. One that cared nothing for my eternal soul. Now just stop for a minute and just ask yourself, do I agree with that? Before the Lord called me out of darkness, how much did you really care for your soul? You'd hear what somebody said and just take it for granted. That's the way it is. Or worse than that, wouldn't even hear anybody. Cared nothing for the things of God. But when you realize that word was is not there, it brings it right up to date. So foolish, I'm an ignorant man now. I mean, I heard Brother Henry say one time, he said, the older I get, the more I realize how much I don't know. We learn a few things, doctrinally speaking, And we think, well, I'm just kind of coming to church, just kind of going over this again. I'm just kind of going over it again. You know, I know all this. I mean, I've got this down. I know the 5 points of Calvinism. Oh, no, this is what I know. So foolish I am. There's an old man in my members warring against the law of my mind, that new man. And I realize the foolishness of myself seeing myself in me. I was so foolish. So foolish was I. How foolish? I don't know. I don't know how foolish I am. I have nothing to gauge myself by but God's Word. Every evening, Glenda and I will take the scriptures before we go to sleep and take them, try to read. And how many times have I read, and after I've read it, I've not had time to go over it and study it and look at the words and stuff, and I read it, Chuck, and I think, I don't even know what I read. Somebody were to ask me, tell me what that said. Some things I do sort of understand. And some things I think to myself, so foolish I am. And here's Almighty God speaking. And I realize how much baggage I still have with me. How much old scaffolding. Before conversion, we knew nothing of our ignorance. But listen to what he says in verse 22. So foolish was I, and ignorant. Ignorant. I didn't know, I didn't care, I didn't recognize my rebellion against God. I was ignorant of the life of God in Christ because of the blindness of my heart. And now being made honest, I know that the wisest of men, at best, are ignorant men. We're just ignorant. The writer says, I was as a beast before thee. A believer begins to see something of the worldly mindedness of himself. Especially before he knew the Lord, he knew nothing. And now, we see through a glass darkly. We know in part. We prophesy in part. A beast. Think what a beast knows. He doesn't think anything of heavenly things. He has no love for anything that's profitable. Everything about a beast is just selfish. Is that not me? Is that not the way that I am? It's awful to be in such an apathetic state, but a regenerated sinner is going to say this, it's evident to me I need Him. I need Him. I need Him. If He leaves me to myself, I'm gone. And here's the second point. He is all I need. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee, nevertheless. Nevertheless. Oh, what a precious word. It made me think of this scripture in Ephesians 2, verses 1 to 4. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others, but God. who is rich in mercy. For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. By grace you're saved. So foolish. Nevertheless, here's what he says. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. He is all I need because, first, I am continually upon his mind. He who has everlastingly loved me, he who eternally chose me, I am continually with thee. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. I need him who never leaves me. I need him who is continually before his eye. The eyes of the Lord that look upon his beloved. It looks upon them in mercy. I need him who is continually holding me in his hand that no man can pluck me out of. Continually on his heart, continually in his favor. Because I'm found in his Son, in whom he's well pleased. And listen to this, I need him because I'm continually accepted in the Beloved. The believer, by faith, confesses his folly. Yet he's convinced that his communion with the Lord through Christ Jesus is inseparable. It says, but now in Christ Jesus ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace who hath made both one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity. He is all I need. Because secondly, he is my security. Verse 23 says, thou hast holding me by my right hand. Years ago when my kids were little, I'd take them and, I'd grab their wrist. I said, now hold on to my hand. They'd grab my finger. I'd grab them around their wrist. I got their hands in my hand. And I got them and they're holding on to this. And I'd swing them or, twirl them or something. I'd tell them, now you hold on. If you don't hold on, you're going to fall. You're not going to make it. You better hang on. And they'd squeeze as hard as they could. But you know who was holding on? I was holding on to them. I wasn't going to turn loose of them. Didn't mean to. He is all I need because thou hast holden me by my right hand. If it's only that I have a hold on him, I'm telling you, I'm a goner. But he has holden me by my right hand, not left me. He has stretched out his hand to keep me. He's been to me, my protector, my friend, my defender. And will not banish me from his presence. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. No wise? No wise. What if I stumble? Did he cast out David? Did he cast out Peter? Thomas? Did he cast out his people? Has he ever cast out one of his own? He is all I need, for thou hast holden me by my right hand. He's all I need, for he is my guide. Verse 24, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. Let me tell you what I don't know. Let me just expose just a little bit of my ignorance. He's talking about how ignorant I was before I was converted. Let me ask you this. Who right here will tell me what's going to happen tomorrow? Anybody? You know what that is? That's ignorance. But let me tell you this. Let me tell you the one who is not ignorant, who knows the end from the beginning, the guide. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. God's counsel is going to stand. I have nothing to choose concerning my steps for tomorrow. And if I do choose, I'm going to choose wrongly. So by a willing heart, one made so by the grace of God, I want to believe Him. I want to walk by Him, walk by faith, believe in the Lord, desiring to be led by God's Spirit. Lord, guide me. I don't know what to do. I'm foolish. I'll make a stupid statement. I'll make a stupid step. I'm gonna be ignorant. You let me rule my tomorrow, and I'm telling you right now, it's a mess. I need Him, and He's all I need. The Lord guides His people, and that guiding is a mark of that believer. Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. How do I know His will for my life? Just watch His providence. Watch what happens. Whatever happened, that was the Lord's counsel for me. He worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Lord, give me a heart to bow to that. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and then listen to this, and afterward receive me to glory. We're in this world, and we're not of it. The Lord has promised, I'm going to hold your hand, I'm going to guide you, I'm going to keep you, I'm going to teach you by my Spirit, and then I'm going to receive you to glory. Afterward. After what? After this life. After this valley of the shadow of death is done for me. What a blessed word, afterward. God's people has got something to look forward to. They got a good hope. I don't know anything about dying. I've never crossed that Jordan myself. I've watched believers die, and it's a blessing. But I've never been there myself. You hadn't either. But I can tell you this, here's a good hope right here. Afterward, I'm going to receive you to glory. The Lord is going to take His people in the very moment of their greatest need, in the moment that they're leaving this world, and He's going to receive us unto Himself. And you talk about a hope. You buy some joy, joy unspeakable. Why? He's going to be there. He will receive us to glory. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward, you, Lord, are going to receive me to glory. They're throwing rocks at Stephen, and they're just bashing his brains out. And Stephen looked up and said, I see the Son of Man standing. Lord Jesus, receive me and lay not this charge to their account. You're going to receive him to glory. But here's a precious thing. Afterward, you're going to receive me to glory. I know this. He's going to receive his people. But for everyone that believes him, everyone that has no confidence in themselves, everyone that needs the Savior, they need him. I need the every hour. Oh, precious Savior. He's going to receive me. One who in myself sees no good thing in my flesh. I tell you what I see in me. I see inconsistencies. I see unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help mine unbelief. One who sees himself continually straying from the Lord. Try praying and tell me how easy it is to stray in your mind. One who finds himself stumbling, not meaning to, but just can't help it. And he's revealed himself to me in his promise. He said, I'm going to guide you. I'm going to guide you by my counsel. I know what's best. And he's all powerful. He's able to keep me. And then going to receive me to himself. And lastly, verse 25, he's all I need because he is the treasure. 25, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there's none upon earth that I desire beside thee. By the grace of God, a believer knows the Lord to be more to him than wealth, than health, than honor in this world, or peace that this world claims to be able to give. There's coming a day when there's not going to be any more days for us. But I realize there's not going to be any more days for this sinner. And in that day, may I be found desiring him for Christ's sake.